Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, HealthLock.com. Go there today.
Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now you can celebrate this great president with a limited run, half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. All qualified listeners who visit HannityGold.com this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. So go to HannityGold.com and get yours free while supplies last. That's HannityGold.com.
All right, news roundup, information overload hour, toll free. It's 800-941-SHAWN. You want to be a part of the program. Your call's coming up, final half hour of the program. So predictably, you know, the left in their complete meltdown. We went through all the instances of violence over the weekend and all the hyperbole, all the lying, all the disinformation as a result of the Supreme Court's decision to send the issue of abortion back to the states, which was wholly and completely constitutional. A right to an abortion is not an enumerated right in the Constitution. The right to keep and bear arms is an enumerated right in the Constitution. Anyway, let me play, you know, so what's the answer to the left immediately? The Supreme Court has lost legitimacy. Let's pack the court. Oh, okay. Elizabeth Warren.
This court has lost legitimacy. They have burned whatever legitimacy they may still have had after their gun decision, after their voting decision, after their union decision. They just took the last of it and set a torch to it with the Roe versus Wade opinion. I believe we need to get some confidence back in our court, and that means we need more justices on the United States Supreme Court.
And I know that's something you support.
It's happened before. We've done it before. We need to do it again.
And Stacey Abrams echoing the same sentiment. Listen.
There are a lot of progressives, as you know, who are calling on President Biden to expand the size of the Supreme Court. Do you think Biden should do that?
I know how the law works, and it is not up to President Biden. This is a choice that has to be made by our both executive and legislative branch. But I do think that we have to recognize there is nothing sacrosanct about 9 members in the United States Supreme Court. But that is a long-term question. What we have to focus on right now is the danger that this Dobbs decision presents to women in the state of Georgia and across the country.
And, you know, the interesting thing is, and nobody wants to talk about, and we played it last week, Joe Biden's comments when he described how pro-life he was. Why bring that up? Why bring facts up? Why bring that he has changed as his party has gone so dramatically hardcore, radical, left-wing, climate alarmist, religious cultism, you know, trumps all. But there is an interesting cut of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, because she predicted a lot of this would happen. Listen.
Roe became a symbol, I think, for the right to life movement. They had a single target to hit at. This decision, this most undemocratic decision by 9 justices who nobody elected to make policy for the country. My criticism of Roe is that it seemed to have stopped the momentum, which was, and the momentum wasn't on the side of a change.
Interesting comments from her. Anyway, joining us now, Greg Jarrett, Fox News contributor, number one New York Times bestselling author. His podcast is The Brief. And Dr. Adam Carrington is with us. He is on Hillsdale's chair in the U.S. Constitution and a professor of politics and constitutional law. And a scholar at Hillsdale College. He writes on the Supreme Court regularly for National Review. And by the way, the Washington Examiner, other publications, his latest article is Carson v. Macon, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, welcome both of you. Dr. Carrington, let me begin with you. Correct me if I'm wrong. If rights are not specifically enumerated in our Constitution, didn't our framers in their wisdom anticipate that that would often be the case, hence the 10th, and you can even add the 9th Amendment to that?
Yes, and the way they said that we should figure that out is to look at history, look at what did the founders believe when they were writing those documents, and if it's not something that has a text or a history to it, then it's left to the people. That's why the Constitution begins, "We the people." That's why the Declaration of Independence says that consent of the governed is the basis for good and just government. We make those decisions if the Constitution doesn't preclude them.
Let's get your take on this push, this rush. You know, the Democrats have been trying ever since Biden got in there. They want to end the legislative filibuster. They want to pack the courts, Greg Jarrett. They want D.C. and Puerto Rico statehood. All these are varying power grabs that would keep them in power in perpetuity. And if they pack the courts, we know why, because they want people on the bench that will not adhere to the Constitution, that will legislate from the bench and do things that they themselves can never win at with the public at the ballot box or legislatively get passed. So they let the judges do it for them. In this case, I would argue that that's what happened with Roe. Roe has always been bad law. I've said it my whole career.
Well, it has. And, you know something's wrong with a case as a precedent when, for the better part of a half a century, Supreme Court justices and legal scholars struggle to justify the decision in Roe versus Wade. It's hard to defend the indefensible, and I'm glad you played the clip of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who said, you know, this was undemocratic. You know, if Americans want to create a national right to abortion, they're free to do so. They can compose and pass and ratify a constitutional amendment. Go ahead. Nothing's stopping them over the last 49 years except the will to act upon their convictions. In the alternative, they can do what we now have. They can work within their states to pass laws that reflect their views. That's how democracy works in a constitutional republic. But Democrats, are now so fixated on this, they're so driven by panic and hysteria. It's moved from mania into madness.
What do you think the net effect of all of this is, Dr. Carrington? Because, I mean, the consensus, when you listen to the left, when you listen to the media, and these wild assumptions that are being thrown out there over the weekend, there's none of which is true. Abortion has not been outlawed in America. It is the court decided who should decide what the law is going to be. And they erred on the side of the states because there's nothing in the Constitution that empowers them to rule with, you know, executive or judicial fiat such as this.
I think it reveals that they don't have a proper understanding of how the Constitution works or how the courts work within the Constitution. First, as you said, there is no history or text to support the idea to right to an abortion. It was created out of whole cloth. They have bent over backwards, bending every rule in the book to try to justify it for 50 years, and it's proved unworkable because it was unconstitutional. But then they don't really see how the courts work. They want the courts to answer every question that comes up, and they want it to them to answer it their way. When, as we were saying before, so much of what we decide is based on what we, the people, determine through our legislatures, through voting, and that this, being a profound moral and ethical question, as Justice Alito's opinion said, is best left to the American people, and we have been denied that, and with terrible consequences over the last 50 years. And it's amazing what the court did for one of the few times in recent history, was give up power. It gave up power rather than taking more. And as you said, with the states, it actually reinvigorated federalism by giving the states massive power. State elections are going to matter so much more now, and should matter so much more, because this question, while the federal government will have some say in it, is going to be very much a state-by-state issue. What do the people of the states want to do? What do they say? What's their opinion on this profound question? And the state, the court doing both things, invigorating federalism and invigorating the people deciding, not the courts, is quite a nice change from its trends of the last few decades.
And you see this in another aspect too, Greg Jarrett, and that is Democrats, they don't want standards, integrity standards for voting and for election day. Well, clearly that should be up to the individual states. I think every state should have a voter picture ID. I think every state should have signature verification. I think they should have chain of custody controls. I think that every state should have updated voter rolls. Many states have, and it didn't happen in 2020. They should allow for partisan observers to watch the vote count from start to finish, up close, not 1,000 feet away like some states did, and they made no accommodations for COVID and the pandemic.
The vast majority of Americans, look at any polling data you want, are in favor of these common sense rules, especially identification. You have to prove that you are who you claim you are in order to exercise this precious constitutional right we call voting, electing representatives. And you'll recall that Joe Biden claimed that Georgia's new law is, you know, Jim Crow revisited. It's even worse. He said it would suppress voter turnout. Well, what happened in the latest Georgia election? There was more voter turnout overall, and more voter turnout by minorities, by African Americans, than ever before, which utterly disproved and destroyed Biden and Democrats' larger argument.
Should voting just be day of, except for rare exceptions, maybe somebody's sick and they have a valid excuse? Because a lot of countries just go with paper ballots. They go with one-day voting, and everybody counts the votes the day of. They count them as they're coming in, and you have partisan observers watching the whole time, and then we call it a day. Would that be the better way to go?
I've always believed that, because things change in the run-up to an election. So in some jurisdictions, my goodness, you have voting that's 2-3 months in advance. Well, what happens in the interim? Things can certainly change.
Well, think about Biden and Trump. By the time the second debate rolled around, which I thought was Trump by far his better debate, 100 million ballots had been cast. What's the point?
Yeah, I mean, you know, people might have had buyer's remorse immediately after they cast their ballot 2 months in advance. And then what do you do? So, you know, I've always been in favor of day of voting. I've also been in favor of making it a you know, national day off from employment, because it's that important. Let's encourage people to go to the polls day of.
I think that those are all good ideas. All right, quick break. We'll have more with Greg Jarrett and Dr. Adam Carrington on the other side, and then your calls coming up, 800-941-SHAWN, our number, as we continue.
With everything going on in the world today, the war, the inflation, the geopolitical tensions, $33 trillion in national debt, it's no wonder people are looking to diversify their savings with gold and silver. But who does Sean Hannity choose for his gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver for Sean Hannity listeners. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
Let's face facts. America is not the same country we once knew. Violent crime is spiking at an alarming rate, but the media, they don't want to tell you about it. Now, in the wake of the defund, dismantle police movement, Old departments are underfunded. Officers are leaving the force. New recruits are nowhere to be found. And meanwhile, emergency response times have doubled across the country. Now, the unsettling truth is that you and your family are increasingly on your own. Now, luckily, the former head of training for the FBI and the USCCA, they have partnered to bring you something I wish I had years ago. It's called the Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, which you can download, and it's absolutely positively free. Now, inside, you're going to learn proven ways to deter criminals and protect your home. You're going to learn self-defense mindsets and techniques from world-renowned experts, as well as 7 firearm drills that could save your life. All you have to do is go to uscca.com/Hannity right now to get instant access. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean.
And as we continue with Greg Jarrett, Dr. Adam Carrington, about the Supreme Court decisions. So where does it go from here, Dr. Carrington, in terms of, like, for example, if you look at the two rulings, I would argue that they're intellectually consistent among the justices, with maybe the exception of Chief Justice Roberts on the Roe decision. But in other words, that the justices, the majority, looked at the Constitution, and if a right is enumerated, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Okay, they upheld the constitutionality of that provision. And on the other hand, they said, okay, there's nothing in the Constitution that deals with an issue like abortion, and we're going to hand it back to the states. Seems like they believe in separation of powers, co-equal branches of government. And like they understand, this is not a complicated legal principle. I don't need to be a constitutional scholar, I don't think, to figure out that this was a very simple answer for most of these justices, if they're principled in the Constitution. And I think the American people will quickly find out, oh, in spite of all the rhetoric, abortion's still legal in most of America.
Yeah, I think that these decisions really are a triumph for the rule of law, which is such a central principle to our form of government, and that it's a triumph of decades of trying to say that the way we get at the rule of law is through something like originalism. We look at the text and see what it says and feel bound by it. And if the text isn't plain, we look to history and tradition to find out what that meaning was. Otherwise, you basically have judge making the law themselves. And that's where what you said about separation of powers comes in. That's how the judges restrain themselves. They carry out the will of the people as passed by the Constitution or by laws. They don't do their own will. And I think you see a court more than ever, more than it's been in generations, dedicated to that principle. And these opinions really show that forth. And really the whole term has shown in a way that we haven't seen in this lifetime, that commitment and that triumph of that
I agree with you.
The rule of law and the Constitution.
In a great column, Greg, that you wrote, you pointed out all these people saying, well, you're overturning precedent. Well, was it wrong to overturn Plessy versus Ferguson and Dred Scott?
Yeah, I mean, Plessy stood for 58 years until the United States Supreme Court came to its senses and struck down its disgraceful and racist precedents that upheld racial segregation. But if you listen to Nancy Pelosi, you can never overturn a precedent. Stare decisis is sacred. So she would obviously, therefore, by her standards, support Dred Scott. She'd support Plessy. But of course, she doesn't comprehend that.
Well, you pointed out precedent has been overturned 236 times, if my memory serves me right.
I mean, the Library of Congress maintains records of Supreme Court decisions, and according to their calculations, you can read it online, they've overturned precedents more than 230 times since 1810. So that tells you that precedents are wonderful until they're not.
Well said. All right, Greg Jarrett, thank you. Always great to have you. Dr. Carrington, thank you, sir. 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. You know about my love of all things MyPillow. Look, those products just work for me. I fall asleep faster. I stay asleep longer. You can, too. Mike Lindell has done it again with his My Slippers. He's taken over 2 years to develop My Slippers, ensuring that this is not any ordinary slipper, like MyPillow is no ordinary pillow. Now, these slippers are made with a three-tier cushioning system, two layers of My Slippers foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue, and gives you and offers you all day comfort. You can wear these slippers inside, outside. It's made from high quality leather suede. And if you want the most comfortable slippers you've ever put on, this is it. And right now, for a limited time, you'll save $90 on your pair of My Slippers. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Sean Hannity Square. They have other deep discounts as well on their other great products. Or you can just call and mention my name, 800-919-6090. But that's what MyPillow is all about, helping you get the most sleep, the most comfort that you've been craving, needing, desiring, and deserving. MyPillow.com, Sean Hannity Square.
Listen to this show one time and you're Hannitized. Sean Hannity is back on the radio.
All right, 25 now to the top of the hour, 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. To the phones we go. Laura, Marilyn. Laura, happy Monday. Thanks for checking in. Glad you're with us.
I just wanted to discuss one thing. First off, I am a huge fan, even though I am a registered Democrat liberal. And I am pro-choice. But I do want to address that the ruling that came in Friday, even though I am those things, I do agree with the ruling. And it pains me to see how everything went over the weekend, because I don't think everybody's really properly educated the way they should be on the matter. And it's just made it too easy, I think, at this point.
I mean, what does it mean to you? Because you obviously are educated, you're informed, you understand abortion is not illegal, you understand what the Supreme Court did here, and then you've got the doxing of Supreme Court justices. Then you have a plot we uncovered, thankfully, to assassinate a Supreme Court justice. Then we see the doxing of justices' children and telling the public where their children go to school, where they go to church, when they go to church, et cetera, et cetera. That's all coming from the Democratic Party base, along with the lies and the hangers and the talk of back alley abortions, et cetera. None of which is true. Every state will decide. And anybody that wants an abortion can go to any other state they want to. It's not going to prohibit them from getting one.
No, and that's what they have to understand. It's educating yourself. And the minute even before the ruling came out, after it was leaked, I think it's disgusting that they went to these people's homes, one for the people and the families and their neighbors. I mean, why? We all know
it's terrible. If I gave out the name of public figures' addresses, and God forbid something happened, would you think I'm partly responsible?
Yeah.
Yeah, reckless. It would be a reckless thing to do, something I never do. Well, let me ask you, because you say you're a liberal Democrat.
Yes, I am.
Okay. You watched 3 years of Democrats and the media lie about Trump-Russia collusion. We know none of it's true. We know the Trump Tower server Alpha Bank connection was never true. Hillary Clinton signed off on that herself. We know she paid for a dirty Russian dossier. What's that?
I never voted for a Clinton, and I never will. I've always
Okay, so now I'm asking, then how do you consider yourself a liberal Democrat? Where are we diverging here? Do you believe in secure borders?
Well, it's because, one, I'm older, and I guess where I was raised in a state that is blue beyond blue. I was raised in a family where it was crammed down my throat. Democrat.
All right,
Democrat,
but forget it. You're now an adult. Let me run through a series of quick issues and just say whether you agree that we should obey the law and secure our borders.
True, yes.
Do you agree that we're better off with lower taxes and less government bureaucracy?
100%.
Do you think America should be energy independent?
We already were, but yes.
We were. Should we go back to it?
Yes.
Do you believe that we should refund the police, not defund the police?
Yes, but we do need to meet in the middle with restrictions and watch.
You want more training. I agree with you. I think we're going to have more training, and we got to give police officers non-lethal options. I like that burner gun that I always talk about. All right. Do you believe in choice in education because the educational system's failing?
100%. Look, on paper, I am a Republican.
No, Laura, you're not a liberal Democrat. You think you are as conservative as I am. And this point, up to this point, we haven't disagreed on anything. Do you think we ought to have Supreme Court justices that interpret the Constitution or legislate from the bench?
100% Constitution.
Okay. Raise your right hand. I'm going to swear you in.
You're
not a liberal Democrat.
You know why I can't do it yet? I just am waiting for the Republican Party to just excite me in a way where now don't get me wrong. I have voted Republican because I vote my conscience. I read, I educate myself. I don't vote just for my party, but I do. I vote for both in the past. Yes, I have. I've also did independent too. It's just.
I want to vote for somebody that's going to fight for what the very things we just discussed
and
go to work
that,
for us every day. And make this a better country for our kids and grandkids. Do you believe in the strongest national defense we could have so we're the strongest country on earth?
I have two children in active duty, yes. And it scares me since the day he took office because it really scares me to death. And I have two children and a nephew who are active duty Army.
Laura, God bless you. I'm glad you called. You are not a liberal Democrat. You can say goodbye to that title. You have mischaracterized who you are. Anyway, thank you for the call. Michael in Texas. What's up, Michael? How are you?
Hey, Sean. Thanks for having me on. I got a question for you. I think it's going to resonate with a lot of your listeners like myself. I'd like to just quickly lay a foundation for it. Obviously, this country is totally divided between the left and right. And, people like yourself are on the news and keeping us up to date daily and nightly on things that are coming up and what's going wrong. I mean, everything from the disaster at the border and the drugs and who knows what terrorists are probably in our country right now. The billions that we've given away and military equipment to Iran. I mean, the list is so long. And it's things we can get pissed off about. And, a long time ago, people did get pissed off and they dumped a bunch of tea in a harbor, to get their point across. And I feel like we're at that point in our country today where something like that's going to need to happen. And, history shows us that there's been great superpowers that have fallen and have been taken over. And who's to say that can't happen to us here in the greatest state?
I mentioned last week this column in The Atlantic. What you're really describing is a country that almost is like we have entire entities that are separate and apart with varying views and varying governments. And you're talking about, irreconcilable differences. What do we do if the country, has irreconcilable differences? Well, that's when elections matter. Like, for example, I could tell you, if Jamie Raskin, who stated he wanted to abolish that old relic called the Electoral College, we would not be a United States of America because every other state is not going to sit back and let New York, New Jersey, Illinois, and California pick our president every time. It's not going to happen. I don't want that. I would rather we find the areas that we do agree on. It's kind of hard. The things that we talk about every day, energy independence, that should be basic and fundamental. If you want to keep looking into renewables and cleaner energy and cheaper energy, I'm all for it. I'm an all of the above guy. But they put the cart before the horse and we're all suffering as a result of their stupidity and their their adherence to this climate alarmist cult. So I can see what you're talking about. You know, I don't know what you do at some point. If, for example, they make a power grab, they try to pack the courts. If at some point Democrats, you know, they get rid of the legislative filibuster, if in fact they get rid of that old relic, as Jamie Raskin says, called the Electoral College. If they do a lot of these things and they stack the deck completely in their favor so that Republicans don't have a chance to compete, yeah, I could see this country having such deep divides that there are going to be states that say the hell with it. I hope it doesn't happen. I believe in the United States of America. I was born to believe in that. I'd like to think there are better ways to resolve our differences, you know, but securing your border should be basic and fundamental. Energy independence should be basic and fundamental. You know, socialism versus capitalism. I don't know why there are so many people that buy into this fantasy that has been tried over and over again, many manifestations, many names it's been given, and it's had the same predictable failure as a result. And that is, they never fulfilled their promises. It always ends in more poverty, and it always ends up, you know, calculating how much of your freedom and liberty you gave away in the process of those false promises that they'll take care of every need you have from cradle to grave. Well, you know, but there's a history of an ebb and flow to politics and cycles. I think we're heading into a very good cycle for conservatives, and but never underestimates the Republican Party's ability to screw something up. And if the American people see what's happening and they're sick and tired of it, they have the power. If there's enough of us, we can change our government. We have the power to do it that way. Let's do it that way. That's why I keep saying every state needs to adopt election integrity measures so we can have confidence in the outcome of our voting. I don't think it's that complicated. Anyway, I'll give you the last word.
Well, thank you. Now, I'm 26 years old. I mean, I hopefully have a lot of life left to live, and I love this country. And, you know, until we actually can do something about it, like you said, there's enough of us. We have enough votes out there. What can we, you know, do instead of just watching it happen? We've predicted it. You've predicted it. We've seen lots of things happen before our eyes, and we can call it as here it comes, you know, down the alley and the mail-in ballots and all this stuff prior to election. And I could have called it and said, look, this is going to be some fishy stuff going on when comes election day. And then it happens, and now we're stuck with the consequences. So, you know, our voice is the strongest thing that we have that's been given to us. And, you know, it just hurts to see it daily getting taken away across a lot of platforms. And, you know, you have one of the strongest voices on the right side of the aisle and representing
and my voice is telling everybody to deputize everybody in this audience to make it their business to understand the urgency of the moment. It's an inflection point and it's a tipping point, and do their part. Everybody's got to be a spoke in the wheel. Everybody needs to know what's at stake. I think they do. They're reminded of it every time they fill up their gas tank. They're reminded of it every time they go into any store where they buy anything. So if you don't like it, you have the power to change it. And I don't think many Americans are liking it. And I think there's an opportunity, though, because the policies are so bad and they've failed on such a spectacular level. I do think we have a window of opportunity where we can create a new American majority. I would love the Republican Party or the Conservative Party, whatever the Republican Party is as close to that, but to have a new American majority, as Newt's talking about. You know, reach out to African Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans, women in the workplace, young people. Explain to them what real conservatism is all about. Not this distorted, you know, playbook that the Democrats throw in our face every year that's just full of outright lies and slander. So, and it's got to be ideas based. It's got to be promise driven. And it's got to be give your word. It's your bond. Get the job done. It's got to be that simple. I'm not interested in Republicans that want to be called congressman or senator. I'm interested in people that are willing to go fight for the things they said they're going to fight for and then get the results that we deserve. We deserve better government than we have now. It's that simple. This is not that complicated. We can fix this. We are the United States of America. Last word.
No, I agree. And I think the biggest thing that hits at home is, you know, everybody on the right and the conservative side, we do it the right way, and we follow the rules, and we keep doing it the right way, and then it just hurts to watch, you know, those on the left and the swamp to just sit there, and they'll lie and cheat their way through the whole thing, even though it eventually some point, when does that get cut off? You know, that's just the hardest part to watch, you know, and knowing that we're going to do it the right way, and it's still, you know, they just lie and cheat their way through it. So it's just tough.
Michael, appreciate your call. Hang in there. You're deputized. Everybody hearing my voice right now, we got a job to do. Your job is to, if everybody just votes, you're a spoke in the wheel, we can change the country, we can save the country, and we can get back on track. It's fixable. We can fix this. I mean, we've gone through hard, hard times as a country. We can go through these hard times, hopefully learn from them once and for all, not go back to the stupidity. All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. We have a lot of ground to cover tonight on Hannity on the Fox News Channel. This Supreme Court case that came out today about the football coach, 6-3 decision in his favor, praying, you know, on the football field by himself, really was a strong win for religious liberty. The coach will join us. The lawyer for the coach will join us as well. Now, Congresswoman Flores will also be with us with Laura Trump, as she was getting sworn into Congress. You see the tape, Nancy Pelosi literally elbows the kid out of the way. I'm like, oh my gosh. It's gone pretty viral. So we'll check in on that case. We have a fellow Fox colleague of mine. His little brother was killed in Chicago this weekend, and a 5-month-old baby shot and killed this weekend in Chicago, and nobody ever lifts a finger. And we're going to talk about why they won't lift a finger to solve this problem. They need to. We'll have the latest on all the Supreme Court cases, the insanity of the left, Clay Travis, Kayleigh McEnany, Governor Kristi Noem will join us, and much, much more. Set your DVR. Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern on Fox. We'll see you then back here tomorrow. Thank you for making this show possible.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how to get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, Sean Hannity here. It's time that you purchase the Less Lethal Burner Launcher. I love this. Now, listen to this. The story from Marvin, a Special Forces veteran. Now, Marvin fired his burner from 40 feet away as three unwanted people tried to enter his home. All three went down for 30 minutes, plenty of time for the police to arrive. It is legal in all 50 states. There's no background checks required, and it shipped right to your front door. Just go to their website, check out their videos, burner.com/Hannity, BYRNA.com/Hannity, and you'll get 10% off.